Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Much to the chagrin of us, the people talking in this video, James and Mason, hello.
Hello, everybody. Like Captain Christopher Pike of the USS Enterprise, we're going to boldly go where no man has gone before and watch the remaining episodes of Inhumans, the TV series. A 5-year mission, it seemed like.
It does seem that way, doesn't it? The audacity of making these like 43 or 47 minutes long each. Because you know, with the new Marvel stuff and a lot of the Star Wars Disney Plus, it's just like you get 22 minutes of this and like that's it.
That's all you get and that's all you deserve.
But when I started up episode 3...
and The first man to ever do that.
Yes. And I know that they made these and released them in, you know, 2017. The idea that there were more of these, I'm just like, when did they make these? How did this happen?
I'm really not sure. Did they make them all in one huge block?
Seems
and
that
then they're
way.
Like, well, we made them all, we have to release them.
They right? would have to be, because otherwise they wouldn't keep making these, would they? Anyway, leave a like, especially for Ben, who's editing these videos. He made a personal plea that he not have to watch the remaining episodes. Mm-hmm. And people decided. What do you do?
They decided we hate Ben. Hashtag we hate Ben, they said. There was a concerted campaign on Twitter.
That's right. We don't hate Ben.
No.
We love Ben. But you hate Ben watching
you all hate
this.
Ben, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Also, just a little thing. This is nothing. But the title sequence is awful. Like, I genuinely went, I should go on Fiverr and just get someone to knock one up.
A slightly better version.
I did it because that would involve me thinking about the Inhumans more than I have
and
to.
Spending $5. And spending $5. And quite frankly, that'd just be adding insult to injury at this point.
There's no texture on them. They're not 3D.
And the theme is just the start of the Avengers theme, but then the composer just sort of forgot where it went and just went, just a bit of noodling? Go back and listen to it. We probably can't put it in for copyright reasons.
Sure,
but
yeah,
listen
yeah.
to it and you'd be like, oh, it's the event. Well, no, it's not. What? It's the Fiverr Avengers theme.
It really is. So we are doing episodes 3 to 8, capping off the Inhumans for good, hopefully. Mm-hmm. I hope they never make anything Inhumans ever again at the risk of something like this popping up. You know, I don't need
You'd
it.
Rather they just don't reintroduce the Inhumans.
All.
Like, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. So the remainder of this series, for the most part, is separate little adventures.
Because
that's what you want in a team-up series or movie. You know what I mean? Just split them all up and have them run around in the forest, which I guess is very X-Men in a way, because most of the X-Men movies are running around in a forest.
Well, that is true. And also, I guess what they must have done is gone, oh God, what are we going to do with these characters? They're not hugely interesting. Let's have them go out and meet more interesting side characters.
More interesting, yeah.
More side characters?
So I've broken it down into story beats.
Okay, please.
All right, so we're going to go character by character. Before,
little adventures.
That's right, before they converge, because they have to converge eventually.
And the Inhumans' big adventure.
That's right, and then they use all their powers together. Just kidding, they don't. It doesn't happen.
A lot of characters... lose their powers in the previous two episodes we mentioned and just never get them back.
No.
Really, just or sort of get them back. Sometimes one character's legs change. He's just got regular legs. He starts out with goat legs and then for the rest of the series just got
boots.
Regular legs. I wound it back. I'm like, is there a scene that I skipped out on because I was not paying a huge amount of attention
no.
where like his DNA gets altered by his dip into the ocean
no.
or his legs fall off and they put regular wooden legs on him or something? Nah, they're just like... Could be tricky for this guy to fight in action sequences with those weird goat leg stilt things. Just say he has regular legs
I
now.
Presume it's some kind of boot disguise. But like,
oh yeah, no, it's a boot disguise.
I mean, that's not what it is. It's sheer laziness, and a guy can't.
They should have added a line where he goes, "Well, now I'm on Earth, I better put on my boot disguise."
But can you imagine him clip-clopping through a forest in like little cow stilts?
The actor breaking his ankle couple of steps? No,
couldn't do it.
And they need the line.
That's right.
Better put on my boot disguise so these dudes from Hawaii aren't scared by my goat legs.
Even though they immediately figure out who I am when they find me in the ocean?
If I put on my boot disguise, they'll immediately embrace me like a brother and they'll want to just fight for me and just machine gun people at random, just at my whim.
Because we're all soldiers, I guess. But also the people... Let's talk about Cowhoof Man.
Gorgon is who we're talking about.
So his story is that he teams up with some people from Hawaii. And
I mean, initially he goes into the ocean, as we mentioned, and immediately nearly drowns.
Yeah.
Then he comes out and these guys from Hawaii are like...
Surf's up.
Surf's up. And like you, we once had a king, so we will support you without question.
Yeah.
Even though you could be from an invading alien army, which in a way you are.
That's right. So it also has one of my favorite moments from this series, a flashback to where he steals the American flag from the moon. He's like, look what I found. It was just out there. And Karnak?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man. Like, how much of a moron would you have to be to actually take that genuinely?
Oh, a big moron.
You'd have to be a big moron, which I guess is why he dies stamping the ground, which is his thing. It's the one thing that he does. And I think the one effect they can kind of do, because you can do that in-app. Have you noticed that?
Oh, that's I guess that's
true, like a filter you could do in like a VFX app where the ground cracks.
Well, actually, there is one other great effect in his little story, which is that one of the soldiers that is after him, she has the incredible inhuman ability to make stagehands from slightly out of shot pull a bunch of plants.
Yes, that's apart. Right.
It's incredible.
Incredible.
She's like, I'm going to focus all my powers. Now you, surly tradesman, move these plants.
The incredible thing about that is as well, it's like 30 seconds. Like they could just go vroomp. But you really see how cheap it is because you see all the plants like fold back very slowly.
Well, the teamsters are being paid by the hour.
Oh, that makes sense actually when you think about it. Anyway, he dies. A roof collapses on him. But then he comes back because of Terrigen Mysteries, which I guess we'll talk about.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later,
whatever, I guess. Black Bolt, his...
The little adventures of Black Bolt.
So his adventures is having a mate and experiments, I guess.
Yeah, so he gets arrested.
Oh, also add and running around in a forest or jungle. That for everybody.
Everybody's running around at some point. Yeah, yeah, sure. He gets thrown into jail.
Yep.
But fortunately, he gets thrown into a jail where there's already an existing inhuman.
Yeah, Hot Hands.
In the jail. Hot Hands is in the jail.
Yeah.
And so a doctor calls up Hot Hands and he's like, listen, Hot Hands, you don't know me, but I need you to do me this favor. Use your Hot Hands to team up with Black Bolt, real name Blackagar Boltagon.
Correct.
Not a joke. Sounds like a dumb thing we would say on this.
Yeah, yeah.
Or anything, but it's his real name. Go get him and team up with him, become his best friend in jail, and then escape the jail with him, and then we'll come and get you in a helicopter, and then we can use science all together.
Yep.
You know?
To recreate inhuman stuff. He's doing it for... The bad guy, which again will.
Oh, that's right. There's gonna be a betrayal at some point.
It's a big betrayal
because this guy gets him out of jail.
Yeah, exactly.
And Black Bolt has lost his wife. He doesn't know where his wife is.
Yeah.
And so the doctor's like, maybe if she's an inhuman, maybe she's on my database of incredible inhumans with incredible powers. Check it out on this iPad. And then he's like, all right, is it lady with the long fingers?
No.
Is it big mouth girl?
No.
Is it weird fake tan girl?
No.
Is it another 1-inch spike man?
Oh, my goodness.
A la X-Men 3. Oh, side note, there is a moment right at the start of episode 3 where they're like, this guy Black Bolt, he's we got to watch out for him because look at this footage of him destroying these police cars and being in an altercation with the police.
Yeah.
And it's just footage from the previous episode.
I hate that. Like, that is like my least favorite thing.
They're like, we've got this cell phone footage of him running amok on the streets and it's just clearly professionally edited footage from the previous episode.
Yep.
Hate it.
It's one of my least favorite things in anything.
Even in this. One of the worst shows
just
ever made.
Just the laziness. Like a good example of that is, you know, the Luke Skywalker reveal in The Mandalorian, right? Mm. The footage that they're watching on the monitors isn't the same footage that the audience sees when it cuts to him of like panning and all this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's security footage.
It's just lazy.
Just put some grain on it at least so it looks like it's been filmed on a phone.
Exactly. Anyway, we get a bit of a backstory about Black Bolt. He doesn't want to be king. Which also makes me think, like, then what are you going to do? There aren't jobs. It's either you're in the mine or you're not. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Do you sit in your little apartment and just be like, I don't want to be king, man. You're just going to do that for 80 years? What do you mean you don't want to be king? We also find out, which was a shock to me, that when he killed his parents, he'd already been told to not speak because he'd kill somebody. And he does
they
it
said,
anyway.
No doubt this. Don't speak.
but the reveal is also...
They get a little bit of pop culture from Earth.
That's
they
right.
I love that album, Tragic Kingdom.
It's a good album, maybe.
It's so eclectic, but it's cohesive. Go back to it. Listen, it's a cracker.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Fantastic. One of the reveals is that Maximus kind of set him up to do that to his parents. But not really.
The genetic council were like, we're going to absolutely like lobotomize your kid.
Yeah.
How about sign off on this? We're definitely going to do this. And his parents are like, well, think about it. But then Maximus is like, I'll fake the signature.
I'll do it, yeah. So also one of the things happens is Maximus gets the genetic council killed. Side note, side story, little adventure. It's like when the council dies on Krypton. It's like, good. Like,
sure,
these people should be dead. They shouldn't exist. They're just like upholding ridiculous bureaucracy.
They're misery merchants.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
They're sending people into the booth, giving them weird like projector eyes or like bear claws or whatever, and then being like, well, you suck, down the mines you go.
And what's incredible is because every time somebody goes in, they're like, we don't know what they're going to get. Sometimes a guy will come out and his entire face is a laser and he kills everybody in the room, right? But with every ceremony that we see in this show, there's just 12 people standing around going, oh, very good. It's like, what if it's another fucking face laser guy? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever.
It's a bad system in a
way. In a way, yeah.
There should be a guy who wants to get rid of it. But he's kind of rude and loud and mean, so I guess why would you support that guy?
That's a really good point, yeah, exactly. So Medusa, her story is being a bad friend.
Now, in the previous video we did, in the first two episodes we watched of this show, it seemed to be that Medusa wasn't clueless about the ways of Earth.
Yeah.
But I think they decided it was more interesting if she just was again.
Just like when she goes to the ATM and goes, I'm the queen.
Give me some money. So she knows what money is.
Yes.
But she thinks that if you approach an ATM that clearly says insert card, you just say that you're the queen of another planet and it gives you money.
That's how it works, yeah.
So instead of being, you know, a knowledgeable, powerful inhuman with incredible hair-based powers, instead she's just a fairly unbalanced shaven head lady who has a laser gun sometimes.
Yes.
That's a whole deal.
And
she's just breaking into houses.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? She's a thief. And she's a bad friend. Like she keeps going to that friend and being like, can you help me? And then the friend helps and she's like, great, I'm going. And then she'll steal the car.
It's almost like once these people are stripped of their powers and their royal titles, they're just bad people.
It's almost like that, isn't it? Also, one of the reveals of that character is that her parents were banished for doing the same thing Maximus did, and then she just married Black Bolt and just became the regular queen and just upheld all the order. And they try to justify it to be like, no, she was actually seeing the humanity in Black Bolt. Bullshit. You took an opportunity to be like, I could be queen, yep. So I'm just going to do that and not change anything. Sold out.
That's right. This show is all about upholding the honor of your parents if you're Black Bolt, but if you're not, don't worry about it.
What I think is also an incredible crime of this character in relation to her being a bad friend, because the woman she keeps bad friending, when they go back to the moon, the woman's like, I want to go to the moon. All I want to do is go to the moon. Take me to the moon. And she's like, no, you have to stay in this barn and explain to the police that there wasn't a big dog in here. Or you all could leave. And then when they open the door,
there'd be nobody there.
There's nobody there.
Nobody there at all.
I don't know. Speaking of... There's a side story that's just a big dog in a barn.
That's true. I mean, you know, some of the Inhumans get boyfriends and or girlfriends.
That's right.
I mean, that happens. Yeah. And one of those is Crystal. Yep. She gets a cool quad bike riding guy who just loves to swim in the middle of crises.
Yep.
He just loves to just get out there and be like, hey, man, hang loose, chill
just
out.
Just chill out for once.
I mean, sure, your parents are missing... Your parents and your family are missing because, like, somebody wants to murder them all.
Chill out.
Just take some time. Just have a little skinny
dip in
the ocean.
That's what we say here. We say chill out.
Just say chill out. Don't even worry about it.
Give me a high five. Yeah. And chill out with me.
Yeah. And she's like, ooh, this guy's got something going on. I think it might be a brain damage from that time he fell off his quad bike.
So we've also got, the guy you mentioned. The guy who could sort of see the future.
Oh, Karnak.
Karnak. So he...
I think you fell off maybe the side of a... side of a hill in Hawaii and hit your head, because you can never remember this guy's name.
I really can't. That's not just him, though.
And that's what he did. He fell off the side of a hill, and he hit his head, and his incredible powers disappeared, and then he just decided to be a sad sack loser.
Yeah. And then he cut a bullet in half, and I'm like, great, his powers are back. Not really.
Shot his girlfriend.
That's
what happened there.
He's using some powers like a little bit later. Again, he's probably got the most visually interesting and compelling power to observe unfold.
Yeah.
Then they just don't really do it.
And like a lot of these Inhumans, he shows up and he's like, I'm clearly unbalanced and dangerous. And somebody's like, ooh, so intriguing. I want to be friends or more with this person.
I like that his side adventure is, I guess, guys who are growing marijuana where he has to defeat an evil Nathan Drake. That's the situation.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, he hooks up with the ganja guys and they're like, we're weird and dangerous.
Yeah, that's right. But love.
But love also, yeah.
And what happens to her? She's just like, I can't be in love anymore. And she just wanders off into the forest.
Because it's hang loose, baby.
Just chill out. It's Hawaii.
That's right. It's the spirit of Hawaii, baby.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I know it's not real.
Do you think they got a... Hawaii must have got a tax credit for this.
I hope so.
And I think they were in exchange. They were like, you got to make sure the spirit of Hawaii permeates this whole show. You know?
You can certainly feel that.
Free love, baby.
Just chill out.
Hang loose.
Hang 10.
That's right.
So...
eat a moco loco, which is a rice and eggs based dish.
That sounds really good.
Delicious.
I've been to Hawaii. It's very nice. Anyway, I want to talk about a few of the minor players. So there's a bunch of generic bad guys that that are running around the forest also. One of them is Mortis. I just want to say, nice outfit, Mortis. Really cool. He's like a fucking idiot in your garbage bag suit.
Is that a Dead Space cosplay? You haven't finished it yet? Is that what's happening there?
Bad. Awful. Also, he's not that bad a guy, but everyone's like, he's the worst guy we know with his big laser face and we locked him away. And then later you find out he's just like, why'd you lock me away? I didn't want to be locked away. You could have not locked me away. You didn't lock away Black Bolt. And they're nah, we're going to kill you though.
I mean, Black Bolt, if he like whispers in his sleep, he could kill everybody. I can just put this mask on and everything's fine. I can sleep in this. It's fine. You know, I'll just sleep on my back.
Yep.
Don't even worry about it.
Don't even worry about it. Nah, fuck him, right?
Yeah.
Because it's good to have powers unless you've got too much powers.
And
you're not the king.
Where's his sexy face? Can't see it.
It's probably so sexy.
Throw him in the mines.
Yeah. There's also Eldrak, which is a sad face in the wall, which we haven't mentioned
the
yet.
Teleporting wall man.
Mm-hmm. So I did some research on this guy. He hates teleporting people because it hurts a lot.
Uh-huh.
What they've actually done to this person, according to the comics, he's actually like a whole stone man, and they just built him into the... structure, the foundation.
Brick him up. Wow.
So, like, you probably didn't have to do that.
No, could have let him live his life.
But they did.
Not a sexy face.
Not
That's
a sexy
problem,
face.
You know?
But of course, we get the return of the greatest villain in all of Marvel history. And by villain, I mean obvious hero, Maximus.
Well, James, he's not the obvious hero because over the course of the series, he gets increasingly sweaty.
Yeah.
And he has, like, darker rings around his eyes.
But also, people constantly betray him. And his main motivation, we find out, is because when he went to become an Inhuman, get his Inhuman powers or whatever.
He just became a regular human.
Yeah. And so he wants to, like, give that another go. And they're like, no, the council says you can't. Just let him do it.
I understand he's meant to be mad. He's the mad inhuman. He's a villain because what he wants to do is not enough of a justification for what is happening.
Yeah.
Just do it when everybody's asleep, I reckon. All you have to do is stand in a booth and stick a crystal in there.
Yep.
It's fine.
Exactly.
You know?
So the thing is as well, I think he's a bit of an earth weeb, this guy. Because we looked at, like, he had the hair clippers. Where are you getting those? I think he's collecting trinkets. And one thing that Ben furiously messaged me over private DMs messages.
Oh, wow.
Was that he uses PayPal to pay the scientist.
Does he really? He wow.
does, yeah. He's just loving Earth currency and Earth, wow. and you know, and Earth stuff, hair clippers.
Hey guys, I'm planning on overthrowing a government and freeing us all. But here's my Cash App ID if you want to just throw a couple of bucks my way to sort it out.
Yeah,
I love the increasingly wild justifications why he is still the villain in this. Mm. There's at one point one of his soldiers is speaking to Medusa and is like, you know, we're gonna free the people from your horrible reign, Medusa. And Medusa's like, well, sure. I mean, you know, we do oversee this caste system, which is kind of, you know, making your whole life a misery. But Maximus did force you to come down here and stop us, didn't he? So
yeah,
real. So in
a
way,
really good point.
Who's
yeah.
the real villain? You know.
Yeah. What about all the people you sent to Earth for various missions, or people you were just leading through the forest and stealing cars and clothes and things like that? That's not the same. Because she was the queen. Is the queen? I don't
know. But also, they're like, we forbid you to do another Terra Genesis because that would be awful. That would destroy
our society.
They go
mad maybe for a bit.
And then Karnak just brings Gorgon back and Medusa's like, we'll have words about this later. Okay, cool. So there's no consequences.
It's fine,
right?
Is it? Yeah. They might go mad for a little bit. Also, if you solve Terra Genesis in terms of like the powers it can give you, then you could do that for everybody. Yeah. And everybody would have nice, fun powers. Maybe powers where just like infinite water and resources, and so you don't have to live in mines.
Nah, but who would work in the mines though? Just to keep the system going, you know?
The Rock Man, you keep him in there.
Keep the Rock Man in there, that's probably true, yeah.
Yeah. One of my favourite moments in this, and favourite because obviously it's bad,
go on.
Is when he takes the scientist, Desmond from Lost. There's a few Lost alumni in this.
Well, they're still hanging out in Hawaii.
Exactly, 1-inch spikes guy, Desmond, probably others. But I just need to clarify, yeah, we know it's the same guy from X-Men. We know.
Yeah.
We get messages. But when he first sees the Terra Genesis chamber, he's like, oh my God, it looks like a phone booth. Which of course, like, yeah, it does. Like, it looks like shit. But Maximus goes, no, it's far more than that. Obviously. Sure. Like, do you want to... How so, though?
This is
though?
Our most precious possession of our society, this phone booth.
Like, those things are so far removed where you wouldn't be like, yeah, I see what you're saying, but it's more than that. We fucking know.
It's got Skype. I know all the apps. I use them because I'm an earth weeb.
Anyways, it looks like shit. But one of the things that he does, which I guess is a very bad guy thing, is if he dies, there's a fail-safe.
Mm.
And I thought it was maybe linked to his heart,
yep.
where, like, if he's killed, then the dome collapses and everybody dies, which ends up happening anyway. Not the everyone dies thing, just the rock guy, they leave him there. Mm. But so he has to touch this thing every hour with his hand, otherwise the system will collapse. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, you've got one over us now, Maximus, haven't you? You're pretty clever. He's cut his hand off. Scotty's hand off. It doesn't matter.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Dumb. Anyways, what I liked, I know you have feelings though about his political plan and how things went awry for him. And maybe he's a bad guy, but maybe he's not a bad guy.
Well, I mean, he's a good guy. I mean, again, he's just mean and he's rude a little bit. But his plan, I think, is solid. Because his plan is to get all the Inhumans to Earth where they would have bountiful lands to live free and shout at ATMs and etc. and it is a good plan, and it's better than a bunch of people working in the mines.
Yep.
And eventually what happens is he forces the hand of the royal family, who are like, it seems as if this grassroots campaign to get everybody to Earth is popular, and also our society is crumbling. Mm. So how about we go to the people and we make a speech about how this was our plan all along, and this is actually
it's our idea. Actually,
we're gonna go through with this, but not with that meanie.
Yeah.
That meanie's not going to be with us, so don't even worry about it. It's almost as if this is bloody establishment of politics is what it is, James.
100%.
Sorry to get political, but it's almost like the ruling class were like, oh, this little campaign that the people have started, well, we'll be in more trouble if we don't do it than if we do. So I guess Hashtag teleport to Earth through a man who's a wall for all. You know what I mean, James?
I know what you mean.
God damn it.
Ridiculous.
Makes me angry.
Yeah, and fair enough. But I guess they came back and they learned some lessons from Earth.
I don't think they did.
No, they really did. Hang 10, though. Chill out.
I know, chill out. Just chill out. True. Yeah, yeah. Mm.
They weren't chilling out on Earth, though.
They chilling out at all.
Punching regular people. So it
also, there's a guy who can see the future.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we mentioned him.
I keep forgetting he exists. Use him more, Maximus.
Yeah, I agree.
And don't just assume that the vague prediction he gives you is the one you're thinking of. Ask him for specifics.
Yeah, exactly. Here's a question, though. And look, there's probably an answer in the show. You know that pond that they have, the one pond?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's two people in white robes that just sit in front of it.
Uh-huh.
What is that?
Good question.
Is it an interface? They go with them. Mm. But is it like a Minority Report situation?
I was just thinking Minority Report situation, but they need a third guy.
Yeah.
And they're just waiting for the third guy to be Terra Genesis so they can all see the future or whatever.
Well, I think if you're waiting for a third guy to do some Minority Report stuff, into the mines. Like, make use of you until the third guy turns up.
Agreed.
Have a job. Have a real job.
Agreed.
I bet they're drinking that water when no one's in the room. They're like, ooh, all this water is ours. Yum, yum, yum. Yum.
our power is if we don't sit here, this will dry up. So we got to sit here and be left alone. We're not going to drink the water, I promise.
Definitely
not. We don't drink it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure the level of the water is shrinking significantly, but it would be shrinking faster if we weren't here.
Almost certainly.
So
yeah.
We better just let us stay here. Yum, 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 yum.
So there's the promise in this series of Black Bolt's powers. You get a hint at him when he goes, oof, and the car goes flip, 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 flip.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
Right? So the whole time they're like, this guy's more dangerous than anybody. If he unleashes his power, the whole city could collapse. Everybody would be crushed under rubble and so sad, and it would be sad, wouldn't it?
Mm, yeah, all right.
Because he's dangerous and it's sad or
that's
whatever.
That's true, yeah.
And then we finally
And he's an idiot.
And he's an idiot.
So he could probably, you know, just...
Yeah, he could just go, oh, crumbs, and then
he
kill someone. So the reveal of his power at the end is he decides to trap Maximus on the moon in a bunker so he's safe with food forever. Mm-hmm. And then he comes out and he goes, goodbye, brother, or whatever. And then like some rocks and concrete crumble down. And that's the only real use of his powers that we see. It's not even that spectacular, like, at all. I want to see him, like, in a combat situation. Just do something else with it than that. Are you fucking kidding me? We waited 8 episodes for that.
Yeah, but then the budget ran out.
Yeah, I forgot the budget ran out. That's why the dog's in the barn so much.
That's exactly right, yes. Yeah.
And then, of course, I'm waiting for, like, the return of Medusa. I thought, like, she was going to get some kind of Terra Genesis transformation or something happens.
Mohawk, perhaps.
Mohawk, whatever. You know, I'm like, they're in a situation where it's like, oh, my powers are re-manifesting because I'm threatened or whatever.
And now I've got a pixie cut.
Yeah, nah, nothing
I'm
like that.
I'm caroning all over the place.
Yeah. Just at the end, they all stand on a football field and go, we made it to Earth, except for the rock guy. But we made it to Earth,
and it's all our doing.
Yeah, that's right. We did it.
And you're welcome.
Yeah, you're very much welcome. It's fucking, it's terrible. Like, honestly, like, when I finished watching it, I'm like, it's not that bad, I guess. But it's like now talking about it, it didn't get better, did it?
It really did not.
Yeah, like I certainly fell into a rhythm with it where it just kind of washed over me at a certain point.
I did a lot of yelling at the TV.
Yes.
Yeah, obviously, is what I said a lot of the time.
You would have said that a lot, yeah. Mm. I also did another bit of a deep dive on Disney Plus because I noticed these episodes actually do have recaps because I guess these were released week to week, I assume, when they came out. So that's why
there's no way of knowing.
No, there really
isn't. No one watched it. No one will admit to watching it.
Yeah,
so.
But...
historians are like, I don't know.
Well, when you search for Inhumans on Disney Plus, you get one result. It's not like, also... Are you thinking about X-Men? Are you thinking about various animated series or whatever? Maybe you want some other MCU stuff going on. Maybe an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because that has Inhumans
in it,
right?
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nothing. It's like there's one result. This is definitely not linked to anything else. So I tested this for a few other things, including Cars. So if you search for Cars, you get all the Cars properties and all the Cars spin-offs, and then you just get like The Mandalorian. You know what I mean? It's
sure.
Like Cars, but The Mandalorian.
Land speeders are like Cars.
Yeah. I think they really just want to be clear that like, this is definitively not linked to anything else. Even though we know it's definitely not linked to The Mandalorian, and you know that, we're not going to chance that that's also going to show up in the search results for the Inhumans.
Fascinating.
Fascinating.
This goes deep.
It certainly does. I hate it.
Yeah, it sucks. It's a bad show. It's a shame.
And I'm sorry to anybody who worked on this, because it's obviously not your fault. You know Liv Hewson, who's in this.
I do. That's
who,
true.
Who plays the girlfriend. Who's
the vengeful vet.
The vengeful vet. Did much better stuff, thank God, than
check
this.
Out, check out Santa Clarita Diet on
Netflix.
Great show.
They're just no good. And hopefully this kind of new age of Marvel television and, you know, the new phases that we're rolling into, I think lessons were learnt, right?
One would hope so.
One would hope so.
I mean, they certainly didn't give the showrunner another show.
Oh.
Can you imagine, James? Can you imagine being handed the keys to a Marvel property for a full TV series and you mess up so badly they give you another show?
Yeah.
Iron Fist
isn't as bad as this.
No, it's not.
Yeah. But it also had the other, like, Defenders, Netflix, Marvel stuff to kind of build off as well.
That's true.
But it's clearly the weakest, though, of all of those. Anyways, this has been Caravan of Garbage. We do this every week. And next week we're coming back. Do you want a hint, Mason?
Yes.
Here it is. It's Superman, probably, I think. Remember they're doing those Superman movies, I guess? Are we?
Oh, yeah, no, let's do that. Decided on? Let's watch the Christopher Reeve Superman movies.
I'm scratching my face.
Better than BVS? Thumbnail?
Brie Larson?
Emotional? Circles and arrows?
Kathleen Kennedy?
SEO.
Just get them all. But, yeah, so come back next week for that. And also, if you want to see these videos early, you can actually go to bigsandwich.co and sign up if you want. It's like a Patreon tier, but we control all of it, don't we, Mason?
That's right. Like vengeful royals.
That's right.
We're definitely in the wrong. What we say goes. So
exactly.
Tough.
Yeah. But it's not just early episodes. It's also bonus podcasts, including our clickbait show, including our time capsule, where we take a look at a year in pop culture. We do a comic book club.
That's right.
And we do a whole bunch of movie commentaries.
That's right. We have a grand old time.
We did X-Men Origins Wolverine Origins, didn't we?
It sucks. It's a bad movie.
It's better than
if
this.
If you like things that suck, Marvel properties that suck and are bad, sign up at bigsandwich.co.
It's right there for you to check out. Also, we have a podcast called The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. Comes out every week, doesn't it? Every
That's
Monday,
right.
Check it out. News of the week. We do a topic. Yes! And goodbye. No more Inhumans. We did it.
That's right. As we say every week, hang loose, baby. It's the spirit of Hawaii.
Chill out.
Chill out,
just
dude.
Just chill out.
It's also called Loco Moco. I mucked up the.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to get that out there. I've been thinking about it for like 10 minutes. But it's a delightful rice and egg-based dish.
I'm getting into it.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm chilling out.
Chilling's the spirit of Hawaii, baby.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.